B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello, everybody. Anybody here have any idea what today is?
I do believe it's Friday.
This is Roy taking the didgeridoo to the next level.
Yeah.
I remember he did this and wowed the kids inside Levine Children's Hospital one day.
Okay, to be clear, none of that happened. None of that happened. I'm not good at didgeridoo. I just go...
You do have one.
I do, until everyone put their lips on it, and now I'm creeped out by it.
You should be.
You got the didgeridoo at the Renaissance Festival, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Right?
It was Amazon.
No. But we played it.
Yeah, we played it at the Renaissance Festival. Yeah. It was expensive there.
That's right. We played the didgeridoo along with 1,100 other people who had walked through that weekend.
Yeah.
All sharing the same germs.
All sharing the same lips.
Oh, man. How about your day in 30 seconds, Roy? What did you do yesterday?
Oh, I was at a... It was so confusing. I was at a 7-Eleven that was... supposed to be the grand opening.
You had an appearance yesterday.
I had an appearance yesterday for 3 hours.
Nice.
And everyone that came up to me was like, it ain't new. I'm like, okay.
So you were calling it the grand opening.
Opening of 7-Eleven. But here's my thing. I was out there. Mountain Dew was out there. Nas was out there. Red Bull was out there. Cheerwine was out there. Why would we all be out there if it wasn't new?
How new was it?
I don't know.
Like, I wonder if it was a re-grand opening where they, like, redid the whole
rebranded.
Thing.
Somebody
yeah.
said, well, it used to be Shell Gas. Now it's Exxon.
Well,
I'm like, well, maybe that's
new.
It. Maybe that's yeah. it. I don't know.
When we get these appearances, there's a salesperson behind it. Did the salesperson put in their copy points for you?
Yeah,
grand opening.
Of grand opening of 7-Eleven.
Yeah, then that's what it was.
That's what I thought. Everybody yeah. corrected.
Listen, people, if there's one thing people love doing in the world is correcting
that's
someone.
So
I know.
Starts with my wife.
So true.
But it was a good time. It was hot.
Yeah.
Very, very hot.
You do a lot of In-N-Out?
No. I just trooped on.
Go sit in your car for a little bit, have the promotions team say, Roy will be back in 5.
I'm like Santa and Chucky. I take breaks.
Yeah, because at the mall, like, Santa's got to go take a break. He's got to go feed the reindeer. So there's a sign that goes up that says Santa will be back at 3:15.
I need to put thrones out whenever I go on appearances, and I just sit there like Santa Claus.
How about you, Loren? What was your day like yesterday?
I had an adorable little play date for Baby Cash. I still call him Baby Cash.
Yeah.
He's 2.5, by the way.
He's almost going to be 3.
Yeah, when are we not going to call him Baby Cash?
I think when he turns 3, I'll stop calling him Baby Cash.
Oh, okay.
Or until I have another baby. I don't know. but
Whoa.
I'm not pregnant. Yeah, I'm not pregnant, by the way. I'm just saying. If we ever have another kid, then I'll stop calling Cash Baby Cash. Anyway, I had a little play date for him yesterday. We went up to the pool with one of my friends. And of course, like, as I'm getting to the pool, here come the storm clouds.
I know.
And for the first, like, 45 minutes we were at the pool, we were, like, huddled under, like, of course there was lightning. Everyone's got to get out of the pool.
They do the 30-minute rule?
Yeah.
For every flash of lightning, you add 30 minutes?
Yeah. So, you know, the kids, like, are already in their swimsuits, want to be in the pool. Now they're everywhere. I'm like, here's an iPad. Let's order food. We'll get there in a minute.
What if you get, like, 10 lightning strikes in a storm? You have to wait 4 hours?
Yeah.
It's going to pass in a solid 30 minutes.
I mean, that's the rule.
I don't think that's the rule.
It resets.
But, yeah.
Okay, I was about to say. No,
20 minutes from the last lightning strike.
They don't add it. They reset it. So if there's one lightning hit, 30 minutes. Another lightning hit resets the 30 minutes.
I was about to say, I'm like, you keep adding it, you're going to be there for hours.
Sorry, the pool's closed for the next 5 days.
Yeah,
we had a bad storm.
But it was really good, like, cashed in really well with the little boy that he was with. So
we got caught in the rain yesterday, too. My day in 30 seconds includes me taking Dean to his first back to school as a first grader. We met his teacher, and she's super cool. Her husband works for a NASCAR race team, so Dean was all thrilled about that. And my son, who you can't keep quiet, constantly talks, was the quietest person when he met his new teacher yesterday, hiding behind my leg. I go, oh, all summer long, you're not shy. Now all of a sudden, you're going to be shy?
Uh-huh.
She's like, hi, Dean. I'm so excited to have you in the class. I've heard so much about you. He's like, mm-hmm.
He'll come home like the second day and be all in again.
I know. Listen to this, though, for a sweet moment. The principal came in and he said, I want to go say hi to my kindergarten teacher. And the principal goes, oh, she already went home because they had their back to school, you know, already happened. And Dean was like, cry face.
Aww.
He was so sad.
Yeah.
So she said, well, I'll tell you what, Dean, on Monday morning, after you check in with your teacher here, maybe she'll let you go say hi to your kindergarten teacher who's like right across the hall. So he was super excited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, we have to do this, Loren. I know you were against it yesterday. It's something we started doing at about 9 a.m. on Thursday's show.
Okay.
So this audience at 6 a.m., probably unless you heard the podcast, didn't hear it. Roy, what the heck are we doing?
We're trading.
Right.
We yesterday started with a little over half of a tube of hand sanitizer, and we traded it all the way up to a kayak.
Yes.
$200 value kayak.
So we traded through, like Roy said, and now we have in our hands a kayak. And what we're going to do this hour, just this hour only, 6 a.m., we are going to do Tradio here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Now, this is a virtual trade. We're not really giving you anything.
Great point.
Yes.
Virtual trade. If you have something that you would like to trade to us, so that we can give you the kayak, which is valued at how much?
$200.
So we need something along those lines. What we're looking for here on the MRL show is some mode of transportation. A scooter, a motorcycle.
A car.
A car, Roy said. We would love to trade up for a car. But right now on our hands is a kayak.
$200 kayak. By the way, near new. It's only been used like twice.
It is. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
So what happens if somebody calls you and they say, well, I don't have a car, but I have a motor?
Are you going to accept the motor? Because when we try to trade the motor, how many people need a motor?
That's right. I mean...
So you guys are picking.
Maybe the NASCAR people will chime in.
Well, then you're going to have to give us a NASCAR.
All right, 704-570-9595. Tradio begins, producer Nicole. Yes, we have a kayak, and we are looking to trade up. Who would virtually, wink, wink, take this kayak off our hands for something?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call right now.
Thanks for listening to the Tradio.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Sing it, Lewis. Sing it.
Louis Capaldi, it's 95.1.
He was crucial at the end there, man.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. We are in the middle of Tradio!
Yeah!
Yesterday, in the 9 o'clock hour, we started off with some, what's that stuff called? Hand sanitizer. We had a bottle of hand sanitizer, traded that for an OtterBox, traded the OtterBox for two Adidas never-worn-before polo shirts, traded the two Adidas polo shirts for a kayak. We currently have a kayak, and we're looking to land something motorized, a scooter, motorcycle, moped, car. But right now, we got to get rid of this kayak, Roy.
All right, let's talk with Sam and Charlotte. Sam, are you wanting a kayak?
I think it would be fun.
And yesterday we spoke with someone who gave it to us, and she said she's used it once. She loves it. It's great for the lake. It's just a pain to keep putting on the car. You have to put on the rack and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like new.
It sounds like fun.
Or what do you have that you would like?
Don't talk her out of it.
No. What do you have that you would like to trade us?
I have a lawnmower that my husband refuses to use because he's too lazy to mow our yard.
Is it a riding lawnmower?
No, unfortunately not. It is a push mower, but it does have a bag to catch all the clippings.
What's the value of this lawnmower?
We bought it for $300.
$300. That's a $100 increase.
Do you have a brand?
I do not.
Okay.
Because of the Husqvarna, Maney's all in.
Toro, Craftsman, they're all good. All right, are we taking the... I think we should take the lawnmower because I know a lot of people are going to want a lawnmower.
Yeah.
I feel like more people will want a lawnmower than a kayak.
But do you think you can sell or you can trade the lawnmower for $300?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, but thank you, Sam. Enjoy the enjoy the virtual kayak.
Sounds great.
Thank you for the lawnmower. Sam, giving us the lawnmower.
We now have a lawnmower.
Okay. Now, we want to trade this lawnmower and get rid of it. We've got to get closer to a scooter or some sort of a motorcycle. 704-570-9595. Don't let us sit here stuck with a lawnmower.
And let me tell you, it's the best lawnmower you're ever going to find. I've seen this bad boy in action. I haven't, but I'm...
Good sales pitch. I'll show it. It's got the bag for the clippings, blah, 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 blah. Lawnmower, right now, 704-570-9595. Tradio! We're just going to do this for the 6 o'clock hour, so... If you want to get that lawnmower, give us a shout. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Taylor Swift's, her new album is out, and I've got a couple songs off of it for your first listen. It's coming up in less than three.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we're going to get to Taylor Swift's brand new album that dropped at midnight last night here in a second. But have you guys ever seen the MTV show Ghosted?
No.
Okay. It's hosted by Rachel Lindsay. She was one of the bachelorettes from ABC. But she's hosting this show now, and people are saying they're kind of giving the whole show some backlash because they're like, hey, y'all, this is like low-key stalking. These people are ghosting you for a reason. The whole premise of the show is for people to find and confront people who ghosted them after a date. So,
oh boy, we have a similar subject.
I know. Unfriended. But people are saying like, hey, this is low-key stalking. You guys should probably leave these people alone. They don't want to be bothered with you, which is why they ghosted you in the first place.
Nah, it's good TV, good radio.
Yeah. All right, so Taylor Swift, she's got her new album out, Lover. It did drop at midnight. We've got a couple songs for you, but I also wanted to give you some more information. Yesterday, we told you that she said that she wanted to re-record her old albums so that she owned the rights to them. Well, she said in a recent interview that November in 2020, remember I said there's all these clauses, so you have to wait until your clauses expire, and then you can re-record them? Well, November of 2020 is the when she can start re-recording them. Now, she will have to change like little things about them, but you know, no big deal for her there. But she does want to do that next year. Now, a couple of my favorite songs off of this new album. What do you have up
Why
there?
Why don't we just do one an hour?
Okay, we can.
Let's do The Man.
Oh, The Man's my favorite.
Good. All right, here it is. Here's The Man, Taylor Swift, exclusively. This is 6 hours old. They hustled, put in the work. They wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve. What I was wearing, if I was rude, could I be separated from my good ideas and power moves? All right, T-Swift.
Yeah. So we'll have London Boy and Paper Rings coming up for you in the 7 and 8:30 Dirty.
Perfect. All right, thank you, Loren. Up next, our high school football picks. Will we pick your high school to win this weekend? Stand by.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Sean Mendez, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
That music means one thing, Roy.
Football.
Welcome to your high school football schedule. Schedule.
So dramatic.
We're going to do a new segment this year. Each one of us, Nicole, Loren, Roy, and myself, Maney, are going to pick a high school football team to win their game for the weekend. And we'll rotate teams throughout the entire season. And then we'll see who has the best record at the end of the year between all of us.
Wait, can I not stick with the same school?
No.
Oh.
You must switch.
I think I went too early then.
It was discussed in a meeting, not once, but twice.
Yep. And this morning. All right.
Perhaps your blogging got in the way of listening to what was being said
at the meeting. That's exactly what it was. I was writing a blog.
All right. Producer Nicole, why don't you go first? What team are you picking and who are they playing?
All right. So I am going today for the Lake Norman Wildcats.
The Lake Norman Wildcats. Who are they playing?
They are playing the Cox Mill Chargers.
Ah.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock.
Okay. So, people up at Lake Norman, let it be known that Nicole is backing you this weekend.
It is a home game. I feel good about it.
Okay. Loren, what about you?
So, I am taking the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets over River Bluff Gators. And their kickoff is at 7:30 tonight. Now, I picked Fort Mill, A, because it's semi-close to my house. And two, because I like the colors and the fact that they're Yellow Jackets, because I have family members that are big Emory and Henry fans, and they're the Wasps, and I feel like I can wear my gear to the game.
Oh, are you going to the game?
I don't know. I may rock it later, though.
Okay. By the way, we are going to try and get out to a couple games this week, this year. Go check out a high school football game.
By the way, that reason is like a lot more reasonable than mine, because
it was.
Yeah, because it's like been hot, so I just kind of want to be out on the lake.
Yeah.
So that's why I saw Lake Norman, and I was like, oh, it'd be nice to be out on Lake Norman.
Oh, yeah. God. Now I can't wait to hear Roy's theory on why he picked his team.
I have several.
Okay.
Quite a few, actually.
I mean,
I did some research.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm going with Olympic High School at Myers Park. I choose Olympic. Several reasons. It's they were a bunch of different schools. It was called Olympic Community. And then now they're just one big high school. First, that's the first reason. Second reason.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On the first day of school, they have a lot of really good food. For lunch, I pulled up the menu. They got cheddar burgers, queso nachos, beef and queso nachos.
Makes sense.
Hummus. They got some, something
hummus
called,
in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got something called wild butter. Don't know what that is, but I like the idea of it. And on top of that, I think, I'm pretty sure, it's right there on one of the flight paths for the Charlotte Douglas Airport. So I can go to the, I'm an aviation nerd, I can go to the high school and I can watch the airplanes land.
As you have lunch with your wow butter.
Right. And cheddar burgers.
All that makes sense.
When it comes to football.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're a great team. They had, you know, I mean, there was like five schools into one Olympic high school, so I'm sure, you know.
Okay. There you go. That's a good reason. So I am going to take the Charlotte Catholic Cougars over South Mecklenburg playing tonight. Why am I doing that? Well, because I like cougars. And the animals aren't bad either.
Okay. There it is. You picked that just for that joke.
We have the best reasoning.
He's been waiting 37 minutes to say that.
He's been working on that one all morning.
I mean, my team's called the Trojans. You want me to make a joke?
Be safe, everyone. Now, listen, the real reason is because I didn't reach like you guys did. Like, Charlotte Catholic is a badass football team, and I really wanted the victory because I think it's important to win your first week if you're going to go on your way to winning the whole pool between the four of us. So I'm taking Charlotte Catholic. Good luck to all of our teams. We'll keep track all season long. By the way, if you have your high school and you want us to poll for you guys, drop into our DMs at the MRL show. Hit us up on Facebook. We're Kiss Mornings there. And let us know what team we should poll for next week, okay?
All right.
All right. Producer Nicole is going to keep track of this. We'll have it up on the website. Up next, Roy, we currently have a kayak that we're trying to get rid of in a little game of Tradio that carried over from yesterday's show.
We started out with hand sanitizer. We're trying to get to, like, preferably a car. So let's see how we can trade this kayak that we now have that's valued at $200. Tradio comes your way less than five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. All right, DJ and Shelby, right now we have a lawnmower, and we're trying to trade it for something of with wheels, something that we can...
A mode of transportation.
Yeah, I'm hoping, like, I want a really nice car.
A scooter, a car, a moped, motorcycle, whatever it is. Something we can have fun with and, like, rip up and down the hallways here at the Beasley Media Group Center.
DJ, are you in the market for a lawnmower?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
My push mower blew up.
Okay, this has a bag. We don't know the brand.
It's not blown up.
Nope, lightly used. Her husband, who she sold it to us, Sam, said that her husband never used it.
He was horrible at the honey-do list.
What do you have to trade for this lawnmower?
My son got too many dirt bikes, so I got a KX65.
A dirt bike?
Yeah.
Now, how much is the dirt bike valued at?
About $800-$900
Oh, deal.
Deal. We have hit our home run.
Oh, boys.
Loren, we made it. We went.
You got yourself a virtual dirt bike. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, because of, no. By the way, I feel like there was some sarcasm in what she just said. But
tell
no,
what we started
we
with.
We started with a little over half. Well, by the way, I've used it since yesterday. Because now, we started with half a bottle of hand sanitizer. And we've ended with a dirt bike. How cool is that? I guess you can trade a paperclip for a house. It is possible.
You know, and you know what's funny, too? Like, even DJ needs the lawnmower. Somebody needed the OtterBox for their kids because they always drop their iPhone 6. You know what I mean? Somebody wanted the kayak.
Oh, yeah.
So trading does work, people. DJ, you are the man. Enjoy your virtual lawnmower. By the way, may or may not cut the yard.
All right, that works with me.
And Roy, be careful when you sit on the virtual dirt bike. I don't want you to hurt your booty.
All right,
you might fall.
Make sure you don't leave black streaks everywhere.
DJ, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for helping us end Tradio.
No problem. Y'all have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So, there's this thing called burner social media accounts, and I've heard of like burner phones. And I'm very fascinated with this new stat about how many people have burner social media accounts, including a good friend of mine who I think is using a burner social media account. So we'll talk all about it coming up here in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere with Kiss.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So you've heard of, like, burner phones, like what criminals use?
Yeah.
You know, it's untraceable phones.
Or cheaters.
Yeah. Well, they're now starting to use the term for people that's creating fake accounts. And not for catfishing. These are fake accounts specifically used to spy on people. Specifically used to spy on people.
Who are you spying on?
I don't know. Maybe it's you want to look at your ex. Maybe you want to look at someone else. Here's the statistic. It's called, by the way, these things are called burner social media accounts. And I think it's a lot. Over 67% of people have used or have a burner social media account. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
If you think about it.
Hold on. Let me check with someone on the show who probably has one. Hey, Loren.
Nope. Don't have one.
Really?
No, but. This is not going to be popular. I have an ex-friend that I'm pretty sure has one to check on me.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's popular. That's good. I like that.
Oh, that's popular?
Well, because over half of people have one.
Yeah, I guess it is popular.
And it's not you doing something wrong.
No.
And by the way, Roy, is it like you shouldn't be doing this? Like it's wrong to have a burner?
I don't know. Well,
if you have malicious intentions,
then
yes.
It is kind of a stalking thing. Here's the thing. I have a friend that is very, I don't know, I don't know how to say this. He's a very, he likes to joke around a lot, but he's like to bust you. You know, he's like a good old.
Gotcha.
Guy, and then, yeah, like if you post a photo, he'll find the one thing wrong with the photo drill you on it. You know what I'm saying?
We call those people big mouths.
Yeah, you know, and he thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And so I specifically have it set up to where he doesn't see any of my photos, or he doesn't.
You post a picture of you and your boyfriend Sterling, and he's like, "Oh, look at that building in the back."
Yeah, it's just annoying, and like I don't want him to know. You know, like if I went on vacation, he'd be like, "Oh, wow, must be nice. You get to go Puerto Rico.
I have a friend like that too. And I have them blocked on everything. Like, you can't comment on my photos on Facebook anymore unless I approve it.
Yeah, they're like, wow, those look like name brand sunglasses. Good job, Hollywood. And I'm like, okay, calm down. All right. Like, God. You know? And
so you think he's got one?
I think he does because there are several things I've like posted and he's brought up in conversation like he knew where I was, and he's like, he's known things that I post on social media that he shouldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I accept a lot of listeners. If you're a fan of the show and you send me a friend request, typically I try to follow everyone back as I can or accept a friend request. Mm-hmm. So I think he's created a fake account, and I've just assumed it's someone in our radio family, and he's looking at what I'm doing.
So you don't know which account it is.
Oh, there's no way I'd be able to find out. Yeah. How can I figure it out?
Get on board on this conversation, though. If you have a burner account or you think a friend of yours has a burner account, 704-570-9595. Ultimately, we would love to talk to someone who actually made a fake. Well, it's not a fake account, but I guess it's a, like Roy said, it's a burner account. The picture might not be you, and you use it specifically on social media just to stalk other people. Exes, family members, friends.
Stalk is a strong word.
Look at?
Yeah.
Excuse me. 864 texted and said, my girlfriend's ex has like 25 burner accounts, and that's Whoa. Being generous. He probably has more. We have over 25 accounts of his. We have over 25 of his accounts blocked on Facebook.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
That's
too much time.
Yeah, I know.
That's too many emails you have to create. 704-570-9595. Do you have a social media burner account?
All the hits. Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Our buddy Roy has brought something to our attention that's very interesting, Loren.
Yeah, I read on Yahoo that there's something called social media burner accounts. And it's not for catfishing. It's not for dating. It's literally just for snooping.
Well,
just to secretly view.
Text messages are coming in like crazy.
Yeah, we really do have a lot. Somebody texted in, 828 texted in and said a lot of teenagers have burner accounts so their parents don't see what they're posting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, let's talk with Hannah in Rock Hill. Hannah, do you have a social media burner account?
I do, yeah, and it's under a fake name that I made up.
Do you find a fake photo?
No, there's no photos on it.
Who are you checking up on?
I was originally checking up on my ex-fiance because he was an addict. And after we broke up, I want to make sure he was still alive.
Hold on a second.
So
Time's out. A certain Maney doesn't buy that story. Like,
seriously, it's true.
Okay. 100%. Okay. Maybe A is you really care for him, but B is you also want to know if he's with someone else. Be honest, Hannah Banana.
I already know that he is.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't really care.
Okay.
Originally, it was to make sure he was okay. Now I just am like, whatever. But it's basically just, now it's not used just for that purpose. It's used for, looking up other people, too.
Interesting.
So I was going to say, like, Hannah's the only one on the planet with a burner account for a good reason. Like, yeah. I'm checking up on all my friends. My one friend is never falls asleep on time. I want to make sure he was asleep.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
I really was making sure he was alive. That was the reason.
That's the original reason.
That's really nice of you, Hannah.
Okay. now it's not. It's used for other purposes now. But
Right.
It's not just for that. But,
okay.
I mean, so anyway. Okay.
You have a great Friday.
You do,
thanks. Okay.
980 also texted in and said, I had a burner account that I had 4 years ago to check up on my ex-boyfriend's ex to see if they were talking. Turns out they were.
Mm.
Somebody with area code 704 texted in and said, I followed all of you on the show and no one has followed me back.
Well, unfollow and follow me. And then, here's the thing. Because if too many people like my photos, then all the follows go too far down the list and I can't follow back.
Okay.
So you just got to keep on following and following me back.
And the MRL show, at the MRL show on Insta, we do follow everybody back, by the way. Still to come. Big day for Taylor Swift fans.
It really is. She's got a new album out. She also revealed something about November of 2020 that you'll want to mark on your calendar, and I'll tell you what it is in less than 7 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, we're super early, so you can belt out a Taylor Swift song or two here.
Woohoo! Okay. So, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, then you are really excited because she came out with her new album, Lover, at midnight last night. And we've got a couple tracks for you. My favorite is The Man, which we played in the 630 Dirty. Do you want to give a little clip of that?
I can play a little clip of it. Yeah. This is Lauren's favorite. They hustled, put in the work.
They wouldn't shake their
it sounds like another song, y'all.
What does it sound like to you?
What
a
I don't know. Everyone's all of her other stuff.
Yeah, everyone's copying everything now. So
yeah, I can't think, but it's on the tip of my head.
Wait, so if you think that sounds like something, listen to Paper Rings, because I like this song too. But it reminds me of another song, and I can't put my finger on it. Like an 80s
Are You Gonna
song.
Go My Way?
Is that what it is?
By Jet.
No, I don't. Maybe it is.
Oh, yeah. You're the one I want. In the winter, in the icy outdoor pool. When you jumped in first, I went in too. I'm with you, even if it makes me blue. Which takes me back to the color that we painted your world. Oh, what? Yeah, it sounds similar.
Yeah. Maybe that is it.
I think we just uncovered the new lawsuit.
I knew it reminded me of something, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
Oh, boy.
That's hers. This is theirs.
Such a good song. I'm already jammed up for the Friday free-for-all.
I know. I hope we play it on the free-for-all.
Anyway, some other tracks on the album. There's even a Dixie Chicks feature on there, too. But that's not the big news. The big news is that Taylor did say that she wants to re-record albums 1 through 5 coming next year.
We have audio of her saying that?
We surely do.
Like even her country album?
1 through 5.
My contract says that starting November 2020, so next year, I can record albums 1 through 5 all over again. I think that artists deserve to own their work. I just feel very passionately about that.
Man, I would love, we're not going to get it, but I would love to have a chat with T-Swift and like ask her about that. That's got to be tedious to go back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine our bosses being like, we need you to go back and do Monday's show again?
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't own our work at all, by the way.
No.
Nor do we want it.
Beasley Media Group owns it.
Joke's on you.
Yeah, they can have it. You want to keep that?
Yeah. I can't believe they actually won an archive of this show. Like it's ever going to win any award.
By the way, Taylor Swift also revealed that she will be opening the MTV VMAs this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus yesterday, about 15 hours ago, posted this big, long dissertation on her Instagram. And she's being accused of cheating on Liam. And people are saying that that's why their relationship ended. But she says, listen, I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Liam and I have been together for a decade, and I've said it before, and it still remains true. I love Liam, and I always will. But at this point, I've made a healthy decision for myself to leave my previous life behind.
Did you see what she posted? Like, she did a timeline of all the mistakes she made.
Yeah, that's part of this. At the very beginning of it, she...
Is this like an Instagram post you're
talking? An Instagram post, but okay. It looks like she did it in like...
Notepad,
and then took a screenshot of it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And Twitter, too. Yeah, that's where she posted, like, I was naked on a wrecking ball. I smoked God's good green earth and lost a Walmart deal.
Right.
Wait, she says the naked wrecking ball was a mistake?
She's going through the things that she was ostracized for.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, because I thought that thing was pretty cool.
She said that it's no secret that I partied in my teens, my early 20s. I've smoked God's good green earth. I've even advocated for weed. I've experimented with drugs. My biggest song to date is about dancing on some other drugs and doing some other things. I've messed up. I've cheated when I was young. I lost a Walmart endorsement when I was 17 because I ripped some good green earth. And it goes on and on and on. It's an interesting read, if nothing else.
She screwed up more at a younger age than I did, and I was a screw-up.
But she's admitting to a lot of that, too, you know? So there's that.
Can we get back to Taylor Swift stealing songs?
You want to go back to that?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, Kelly Clarkson, she's got her talk show coming out, The Kelly Clarkson Show, and it will debut on NBC on September 9th. Now, there's supposed to be a reunion of all three of the original American Idol judges on there. Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson are all supposed to be together.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Isn't that cool?
Oh, I can't wait.
So now, that's not necessarily going to be the first episode. We don't have a date for that episode yet, but it is going to happen.
It better be in the audition.
This competition back on track. In the last two episodes, two losers.
Oh.
No, hang on, let me finish.
Come on,
two,
Simon.
Let me finish.
Simon.
Two losers have been voted through for one reason and one reason only. It is the sympathy vote, and it has nothing to do with talent.
Simon,
this competition is about raising the game. And I've seen this show back, and I think some of the talent has been sensational, and I think other people have got through for the wrong reasons. And I'm fed up with it, because I don't think that was good enough.
I disagree with that.
Well, you can disagree all you like.
Wait a minute. You know what I disagree with, Simon? I've been sitting here week after week. You keep insulting these people. You can't call people losers.
Yeah.
Damn right.
What are you doing?
I can call them whatever I like.
What?
No, you can't. What?
Yes. I want that back so bad.
Yeah, well, you're going to get it on the Kelly Clarkson show.
There's so many just people that suck and they make it through.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, we'll play more of Taylor Swift's new album, and you'll hear what Orlando Bloom has to say about Katy Perry and their relationship.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rent, 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Natasha, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, you're playing Can't Be Lorraine today.
Awesome.
All right, let's see how you do on a Friday.
All right, get out of the studio, Lorraine.
I am going.
Lorraine's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Question numero uno. Natasha and Shelby, Orlando Bloom opened up about his engagement and has zero intention of getting divorced ever again. Who is the pop star that he's engaged to?
Oh.
Come on.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
The first one's a gimme. First letter is K. First initial of the last name is P.
Katy Perry.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Question number two. Miley Cyrus broke the internet yesterday when she released a long statement about her split with Liam Hemsworth. Miley Cyrus grew up playing what character that we all know?
Hannah Montana.
Question three. There's a new show called Ghosted that's receiving a lot of criticism because they think it's participating in low-key stalking. This show is going to share the same home as shows like Teen Mom and Jersey Shore. What network is that?
MTV.
Chrissy Teigen proved once again that she's the clapback queen on social media. You may know her as the wife of which singer?
John Legend.
And question five, Kelly Clarkson's trying to reunite the original judges of the singing competition show that she once won. What show is that?
American Idol.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. All right, come on in.
It's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Natasha got them all correct. Ooh. With our help.
Oh.
Well, on number one is the gimme, and okay. We helped her along.
Fine.
Question one, Orlando Bloom opened up about his engagement and has zero intention of getting divorced ever again. Who is his pop star fiance?
Katy Perry.
And Miley Cyrus broke the internet yesterday when she released a long statement about her split with Liam Hemsworth. Miley grew up playing a character we all know. What was her name?
Hannah Montana.
And question three, there's a new show called Ghosted that's receiving a lot of criticism because people think that it's participating in low-key stalking. This show's going to share a home with shows like Teen Mom and Jersey Shore. What network are we talking about?
MTV.
Chrissy Teigen proved once again that she's the clapback queen on social media. You may know her as the wife of which singer?
John Legend.
And Kelly Clarkson is...
Did you really just fall off of your chair? Are
you okay?
Yeah,
well, are you okay?
Okay. Well, you okay?
I'm embarrassed. But I'm
what were you doing?
Pushing back.
How oh, my gosh.
I slipped. My butt slipped off the chair.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Sorry, I fell off my chair. And my butt just slipped. I was like at the teetering at the end.
Okay, don't sit on the edge of your chair.
All right, Kelly Clarkson's trying to reunite the original judges of the singing competition show that she once won. What show is that?
American Idol. Sorry, you distracted me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to fall off the chair.
Final score 5-5. It's a tie.
Natasha.
Yes.
It is a tie. You know what we want to hear.
I can't beat Lorraine, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Natasha. Hopefully you have a better weekend than Manny after he just fell off of his chair
yes.
for no reason.
But listen, stick around because we have the legendary Friday free-for-all. It comes your way in less than 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Weekend!
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, we told you this week that Bethany Frankel is leaving the Real Housewives of New York. Well, she put out a tweet that people have kind of questioning things. Because in her tweet, she says, to my New York Housewives, go get him. I've had to go since I'm the only one who's actually married. How crazy was this ride? Well, people are like, wait, Bethany Frankel's married? So now, of course, her fans are all doing research, and I'll wait. Taylor Swift, she put out her album last night at midnight, Lover, and we've got a couple tracks for you.
Yep.
Of course, there's one called London Boy, which I assume is about Joe, her boyfriend.
If you listen closely, I'm in this song as well.
Oh my gosh, is that the Queen?
Yes! Yes, Taylor, bring me some London Boys. Where are the London Boys at?
Okay.
All right, that's pretty good. The album sounds okay so far with the other ones we played. You want to hear another one?
I picked three of my favorites off the album. My absolute favorite off of the album is called The Man. Sold, put in the work.
They wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, me too. And then the last one I pulled, which sounds a lot like another song, is called Paper Rings.
I said it sounded like Jets. Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yeah. What was the other one I thought it sounded like?
We Got the Beat by the Bengals. Good news is most of her fans who are younger have no idea who the Bengals are.
Yep, that's probably true. All right. She also announced that she will be re-recording albums 1 through 5 after November 2020. That's when her contract expires and she'll be able to re-record those at that point. So she will own the rights to her masters. And she also told us that she will be opening for the MTV VMAs, which is exciting. Orlando Bloom is gushing about his fiance, Katy Perry. This is adorable. He was on Sunday Today, and he had this to say about Katy.
Oh my God! Oh, she's beautiful!
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That wasn't real.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is special. This is special.
I love to evolve, and fortunately, she does too. It's important to me that we are. I've been married and divorced, and I don't want to do it again. And we're both fully aware of that. So, and she's remarkable. So I'm always so impressed with that.
She's married and divorced, too. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I think this is
Russell Brand.
We want this to be it.
What happened off camera was crazy, too.
Oh, yes! Oh, she's a beauty!
Okay.
Really, really excited, Orlando.
Yeah, and if you want to see Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson all reunited, you will have to tune in to Kelly Clarkson's upcoming The Kelly Clarkson Show, which will debut on NBC on September 9th. Now, that's not necessarily the reunion for American Idol, but it will be. We don't have a release date for that one just yet, but her show starts on September 9th.
Really cool. I think that's a good idea. Kelly and the three of those people are all tied together.
Yeah, for sure.
What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So you guys know I love to travel, and when you go to the airport sometimes, ladies, we have not only our suitcase, but our purses that we try to sit on top of our suitcases. Well, that doesn't always work out well for us, and I have been in a situation where my purse has spilled over multiple times, and then I'm left standing in the middle of an airport trying to pick up all my belongings. I found a harness for your bags that goes on top of your suitcase, and that will eliminate that ever happening to you again. I'll have all that information up for you at kiss951.com.
All right. Thank you, Loren. Up next, we got to talk about something that producer Nicole is really passionate about, and so are a lot of other people on social media. And it's not the Popeye's chicken sandwich. We'll explain in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
When we first walked into the studio this morning, Nicole was talking about this thing that a lot of people care about.
It's all over social media, and it's not the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No, it's actually been something that's been happening for weeks now, and it's just kind of coming to light on social media.
I just don't know how we can help and why it's a big deal for us here in the United States, because the Amazon is on fire.
Oh, it's a big deal for us here.
And from what I read, every minute a football field size piece of the Amazon is burning.
Every minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so hang on. So as of right now,
it's 100 yards.
In this, well, I know that. Yeah. So in this 60 seconds, it's moving that quickly, or yeah. How is it moving so dang fast?
Well, you have to think it's. It's so wide that okay. It's covering just miles and miles.
So with this Amazon forest fire. Just hear me out. I have a couple questions, and then it's very unpopular opinions.
I will say, Roy, Nicole has been on it since Monday.
I know. Mm-hmm. She's all in.
Which, by the way, that may seem like that's late.
Yeah, that is late.
That's coming on to this late.
Yeah, I just got onto it this morning.
Nah, me too. I Googled Amazon Fire, and the Amazon Fire tablet came up. True story.
But it is. Because there's, and I'll let Nicole get into this too, but because there's, it's covering so much space, it's going to affect their ecosystem, which in effect is going to affect climate change.
Oh, there's some guy at Amazon Corporate going, change the tablet name.
It's really
change
bad right
the
now.
Tablet yeah. name.
What questions did you
okay,
have?
Okay, a couple things. Aren't forest fires good for the ecosystem because it clears out the thick brush and allows the sunlight to get back down towards the bottom to regrow? Isn't that a thing? I remember that's a thing. Like wildfires, you know, as long as it's not damaging life, there's a natural.
Well, here's the problem is that the Amazon is obviously the world's largest rainforest, but it also. That specific rainforest. Hold on, let me read the.
How ironic
thing.
Is that? It's a rainforest and there's a fire.
This is affecting us big time.
Yeah, so the trees that call Amazon home, they contain 140 billion tons of carbon. And that's equivalent to what us humans produce in 100 years. So with all of that continuing to basically go away yeah. That's going to affect our climate. But basically, it's like the deforestation of trees
and, so,
and forests.
Even though it's a rainforest, it's dry. It's dry right now.
Well, it's on fire.
Right.
Yes, this is their dry season.
And it's home, you said, as long as it's not hurting anything.
Anyone, right?
But the yeah. Amazon's home to 10% of all the wildlife species that we know about.
Oh, well, poor babies.
Stupid question, but if we go hide out at an Amazon rainforest cafe, like in Orlando, would we be okay?
I don't even understand that.
Don't entertain it.
I don't encourage it.
There's restaurants called the Rainforest
and
Cafe.
I sincerely hope everybody in the car just looked at you the same way that we did.
I fell off my chair an hour ago. What the hell do you want from me?
Did you have a concussion when you hit the ground?
But Nicole, our question is us being here in the United States, we're so far away. Is there a way that we can help?
Can we send water? Is that stupid? I'm being serious.
Is it
helicopters of water or something?
I don't think that's like as realistic as it sounds. So I just Googled basically
what to do.
What can we do here? And some of the things that came up is this is the WWF, which
World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. It's no longer wrestling.
No, Roy. World Wildlife Federation. What do they say we can do? Because Lorraine brings up a good point. It's because I saw the Amazon is on fire and no one's doing anything about it. And I'm like, yeah, because that's in Brazil and we live here in North Carolina.
Yeah, but it's 20% of the world's oxygen. That's where it comes from.
So what do we do?
I get that.
Yeah.
So five quick ways that you can do something is show that you're upset about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Show that this is affecting you because the more voices, the more... the more likely that someone that has the ability to create urgent action will do so. There's also you can donate. WWF has an emergency appeal, but there's also a petition because they're calling on the UK government to put the Amazon emergency onto the top of their agenda and every global agenda after that.
Hmm.
So there's a petition that you can find on WWF. And then the fourth and fifth is just educating yourself and being part of the change. if we reduce our carbon footprint, that obviously, and there's a website too where you can see based on how much water you use, how much meat you eat, all that, how often you drive, you can see what carbon footprint you're leaving behind. And there's ways to reduce that.
And I guess because they're saying it could be arson too, that's like a...
Really?
Yeah, they're saying that it could be some farmers or somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, even that, like, I mean, and this isn't like any, like...
Well, we can't tackle that subject now,
and
but...
But it's saying, I mean, it's no... That, like, cattle ranches and stuff like that, they take a lot of water. They take a lot of deforestation of trees, so...
Okay. All right. So the Amazon's on fire, and I think Nicole brings up a good point. Head over to the WWF website if you want to see how you can help. You know, our phones are ringing with people who are probably telling us other ways to help, too. So you can hit us up and text us, and we'll get that information out on our website, too. All right? I mean, that's the most we can do here on this radio show. I just thought it was odd because people are like, the Amazon's on fire, and no one's talking about it. And I'm like, that's because we're not in Brazil. We're not in São Paulo.
But get this. They're going to the UK for help. We're closer. Like, screw U.S.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been a UK article, though, that she was reading. You know what I mean? All right, let's move on.
Still to come.
This is going to be fun and horrifying at the same time. The most horrifying things found in the human body. A 7-year-old was complaining of an earache. Wait till you hear what they pulled out of the ear. It's not a living thing.
Okay.
But it's still crazy. We'll get to it in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Okay, so the most horrifying things found in the human body, according to this BuzzFeed article. I'm going to share these with you.
All right.
Some of them are too gross to share.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, because it comes from ER nurses, so they've seen it all.
Oh, I have a friend that's an ER doctor, and man, some of the stuff she's seen.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, like, you get the strange ones. Like, a woman came into the ER complaining of a pain in her stomach. Upon an X-ray, we found that there was a surgical utensil left behind a previous
surgery. Oh my gosh.
Lucky for us, it was a different hospital. Needless to say, we had to remove it immediately.
And there was a huge malpractice lawsuit, I'm sure.
This is crazy. And I don't even know how this happens. My first night as an ER tech, a guy came walking in complaining of stomach issues. We pumped out his stomach and found a chunk of a giant pool noodle in his stomach. He swears he didn't eat or swallow it.
That's impossible.
I know.
Yeah. He was just embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
A 7-year-old complained to his mom about how his ear hurt and he couldn't hear out of his ear. So the doctor took a better look. She pulled out not one, but 3 unpopped popcorn kernels.
Aw, kids put everything in every orifice.
Turns out his older brother was guilty of it.
Oh.
Let's see. Someone was complaining of a pain in their leg. Turns out they had no idea, but they must have stepped on a nail that was stuck on the bottom of their foot.
Oh, man.
Swears that they never walk around without shoes on. Here's another one that's crazy. A man was complaining about stomach pains, walked into the ER. They found not one, but 2 golf balls in his stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you swallow a golf ball?
The guy swears that he has no idea and never saw them before.
Guys, these objects are not magically getting into your stomach. Now, here's the thing. I had to take a toy away from Cash recently because it's like one of those little pop toys that you put the ball inside the shark's mouth and then you squeeze the shark and it pops out.
Yeah.
Well, I caught him putting the balls in his mouth and they're small enough where, like, I couldn't tell he had something in his mouth. I saw him chewing on something. And after I took it off him, I was like, oh, we're throwing this away because they're too small. He could totally swallow that.
Yeah. Do you guys have anything stuck inside you?
I've had a family member had, I guess little towels stuck inside of them.
Towels,
like little, you know, if you like get surgery and they have to like stop
like a gauze pad.
Sorry, thank you. I couldn't think of the. It's not a Band-Aid, but thank
right,
you.
Right.
There was gauze pads and
left
in there, and the doctor acted like it was no big deal. Like, oh yeah, but there was some gauze pads from this one surgery you must have had. We went ahead and took them out while we were in there.
But I wonder if that is like, I wonder if there's a certain kind of gauze that is
okay for your body.
Well, if it would deteriorate after a while, because you know you can get stitches that dissolve too.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I have lead from a pencil in my hand still. It's deep, and the skin just grew over it. I did it when I was a kid.
Can you still see it?
A little bit. I can show it.
You probably have lead poisoning. You probably have some.
It all makes sense now, people.
Yes. Yeah, that's the way you are.
Where? Right there. Oh, yeah, I do see it. It's like a little gray spot on Manny's hand.
Yep. Okay.
And it's a big point of my pencil that's stuck in there, and I just left it.
Why were you playing with your pencil into your skin?
I don't know. I don't remember. Lord. I remember it killed, and like the pencil broke, and the lead stuck in there, and I didn't want to pick it out. So the skin just grew over it. Isn't that gross?
That's so gross.
I wonder who else has something in their body right now that they're just either leaving or they had to have pulled out. Like, my niece had to go to the doctor because she was putting like little marbles in her nose and couldn't get one out. And so my nephew came running down the steps to my brother screaming like, Reed can't breathe. She can't breathe out of her nose. And my brother's like, what the heck did you guys do? He's like, she's got marble stuck up her nose.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, you have to go to the ER for that.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's take some calls on it though. Like, what is either currently stuck in your body? Like me, I have some lead in there right now, or maybe you had to have something pulled out.
704-570-9595.
What were you going to say, Ren?
I was going to say we have a friend who had a child who swallowed quarters, remember? And it showed up on the x-ray, and they had to get those out.
Wow. Okay. All right. We want your calls right now.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
What was stuck in your body that you either had to have pulled out or maybe is still in there? Like me, I have a piece of lead in my palm from like when I was way younger and it's still there. We found this article from BuzzFeed. Somebody, they had their leg hurting and they couldn't figure out why. Then they found out that they'd stepped on a rusty nail, had no idea. And then how about the person who had a 7-year-old who couldn't hear and was complaining of an earache, and the doctor pulled out not one but 3 unpopped popcorn kernels? And it turns out his older brother did it to him.
That's so crazy. We're getting a ton of text messages. Somebody stuck a rock up their nose when they were little and it never came out. Somebody is with you, Manny, and stabbed themselves in the butt with a pencil in second grade and the tip broke off. They're now 33 years old and the lead is still in there.
Join the lead crew. We're lead heads.
All right, let's talk with Heather in Rock Hill. Hey, Heather.
Hey.
Hi, so what's stuck inside of you?
Well, it's not there anymore, thank goodness, but I was walking barefoot a few years ago, and I stepped on, I guess it was like a hard piece of grass or like a piece of a twig or whatever, but it shot up in the bottom of my foot, and of course it was very painful, and I dealt with it for a while. I was trying to get it out myself and couldn't get it, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor said that they could cut it out, but obviously being the bottom of your foot would leave a scar and would always be very sensitive. But they said that your body will automatically start rejecting it. It'll just take a while. So I waited it out, and it took a few months, and it was not pleasant to walk on. But it did finally push its way out, and one day I saw that it was kind of sticking out of my foot. So I took tweezers and pulled it out, and it was like an inch and a half long. It was just disgusting.
That makes me, like, feel funny.
Isn't it funny, though, that her body rejected that thing? But, like, the lead pencil that's still in my hand,
but maybe,
it didn't get knocked back out.
Maybe the tip of that pencil actually fell out, but your skin is still discolored from the actual
maybe. I think it's still in there. Thanks, Heather. Have a great weekend.
All right, Michael and Hickory. What happened to your cousin, Michael? Michael.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hold on, Michael. We're going to come right back to you.
Take two.
All right. Who do we have, Roy?
We have Michael and Hickory. What happened to your cousin, Michael?
So we used to play cowboy and Indians when we was young with BB guns. So we shot my cousin in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
The BB's still in there, and we warned him if he went and told anybody, he was going to beat his hind end.
Oh, my God.
So it's still there.
Yeah, Michael was worth every minute of the call not working. How old is he now?
He's probably mid-40s now.
Oh, my gosh, and he's still got the BB in his face?
Everyone thinks it's a mole at this point.
I mean, does he use that against you?
Nah, man, it's all good. We used to fight and shut up and beat each other up all the time.
I get you, Michael. Thank you. Michael goes, it's all good. Yes, as the guy who doesn't have the BB in his face. Holy cow. All right.
That was great.
Yesterday at this time, we were doing Tradio, and we said we were going to pick it up at 6 a.m. this morning, and we got what we wanted. We'll explain after Ariana.
Yeah, it just sounds like bacon and eggs to me. Ariana Grande. It's the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Oh, man. So this time yesterday, we were doing something called Tradio, which is an old radio broadcast that used to do a long time ago before they had internet. And people would call the radio station and trade things, swap things. And so yesterday, we started out with half a bottle of hand sanitizer. We traded that for
an OtterBox for an iPhone 6.
And then we traded that for polos, Adidas polos. That's where the good stuff started happening. We then ended up ultimately with a kayak. And then early this morning, that's where we left you yesterday. Kayak, $200 kayak is what we had. This morning at 6 a.m., we traded it for a lawnmower. So
a push lawnmower that Sam's husband doesn't use. Her yard looks like crap, she said.
We finally reached the ultimate thing that we wanted. And this is the call that we took at 6 o'clock in this morning trying to trade a lawnmower. DJ, are you in the market for a lawnmower?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My push mower blew up.
Okay, this has a bag. We don't know the brand.
It's not blown up.
Nope, lightly used. Her husband, who she sold it to us, Sam, said that her husband never used it.
Yeah, he was horrible at the honey-do list.
What do you have to trade for this lawnmower?
My son got... too many dirt bikes, so I got a KX65.
A dirt bike?
Yeah.
Now, how much is the dirt bike valued at?
About $800-$900.
Oh, deal. Deal.
have hit our home run.
Oh, boys.
Loren, we made it. We went.
You got yourself a virtual dirt bike. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, because by the way, I feel like there was some sarcasm in what she just said. But no,
we started with
a little over half. Well, by the way, I've used it since yesterday because now we started with half a bottle of hand sanitizer and we've ended with a dirt bike. How cool is that? I guess you can trade a paperclip for a house. It is possible.
You know, and you know what's funny too? Like, even DJ needs the lawnmower. Somebody needed the OtterBox for their kids because they always drop their iPhone 6. You know what I mean? Somebody wanted the kayak. Oh, yeah. So trading does work, people. DJ, you are the man. Enjoy your virtual lawnmower. By the way, may or may not cut the yard.
All right, that works with me.
And Roy, be careful when you sit on the virtual dirt bike. I don't want you to hurt your booty.
All right,
you might fall.
Make sure you don't leave black streaks everywhere.
DJ, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for helping us end Tradio.
No problem.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.